Once you are programming JavaScript, choose your starting platform. When you first start out, it can feel like there are endless directions to go. And that's exactly the beauty of JavaScript. The magic is in discovering the platform that resonates with you, the one that makes hours disappear, because you're so absorbed in building something extraordinary that moves you. For many developers, the journey begins in the web browser, a living, breathing canvas where you can create dynamic experiences that anyone, anywhere can access with just a click. Browser extensions let you reshape the web itself, and the built-in developer tools act like X-ray vision, enabling you to craft utilities, visualizers, inspectors, and even full-featured editors that extend your capabilities. Then there is Node.js, where your code moves backstage. Here, it's all about scalability and performance, the invisible backbone powering apps and services that connect millions across the globe. The same JavaScript you write for the web becomes the engine driving entire server ecosystems. Plus, you get to design Unix utilities and small little server programs that do various interesting things. And performance isn't as scary as it sounds. Performance means tiny little bits of code, very simple. 50 lines, 100 lines, but entirely life-changing. If mobile apps call to you, NativeScript lets you build genuine native applications for iOS and Android using JavaScript. You get all the performance and polish of native development without juggling multiple languages, and for desktop applications, Electron opens new doors, letting you craft cross-platform software with the same familiar web technologies, HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. For visual thinkers, Node.red offers something wonderfully different, a flow-based approach where you build applications by connecting logic blocks like digital Lego. It's perfect for Internet of Things projects, letting you wire together sensors, devices, and data streams through an elegant visual interface that makes complexity feel simple. If games spark your imagination, Phaser provides everything you need to create fast, engaging 2D games that run right in the browser. Want to go deeper? 3JS unlocks the realms of 3D, letting you sculpt stunning visual worlds using WebGL. It's like digital architecture where JavaScript is your blueprint. Speaking of 3D, there is JS CAD, where modeling meets mathematics. Instead of dragging shapes on a screen, you construct 3D objects through pure code, combining geometric primitives with Boolean operations to create complex, printable models. It's programming at its most tangible, watching your logic transform into something that you can actually hold in your hands and carry in your pockets. Many people start off designing wallets. For those who dream of bringing code into the physical world, Johnny 5 is where software meets hardware. Program robots, control sensors, build IoT devices, literally make your code move, blink, and interact with reality. And if artificial intelligence fascinates you, TensorFlow.js brings machine learning directly to your browser or Node.js environment. Explore how AI thinks, train models, integrate intelligence into your applications, all in surprisingly accessible ways. You can even reshape internet's websites themselves with tools like GreaseMonkey or TamperMonkey. writing scripts that modify how websites look or behave. It's like being an architect of your own browsing experience, or hacking, but only on your computer. And if you love the web but crave the polish of native mobile apps, Progressive Web Apps, PWAs, bridge both worlds, working offline, sending notifications, and installing seamlessly on desktops. You don't have to rely on GreaseMonkey or TemperMonkey. In the age of artificial intelligence, you can create your own, and AI will help you every step of the way. There's no single right path in programming, and you should jump platforms frequently. Follow your own curiosities to stay interested in what you're doing. Try things, break things, learn from everything you're doing, and keep building. The more you explore, the more you'll discover what kind of creator you want to become. Whether you end up sculpting 3D models, orchestrating servers, designing games, or conducting robot symphonies, please know that every great developer started exactly where you are now: curiosity and inspiration. But with the rise of artificial intelligence, none of those that came before you started out as powerful as you. Oh, yeah.